Now, on with more news stories. Police issue a warning over a rogue referee. A new bar showcasing 200 years of city history opens in the Norwich Lanes. Tennis courts are closed after unpleasant incidents. And the Princess Royal visits Norwich Research Park.
A man has been issued with a formal police warning after asking to referee youth football matches around the city. A leaked email has revealed that a man has now been issued with a community protection warning, CPW. Under the warning, he cannot approach any youth football teams asking to referee until he has the appropriate safeguarding qualifications and a Disclosure and Barring Service DBS certificate. The email, which was sent to safeguarding officers and club secretaries in the Norfolk FA, asks clubs to get in touch if this is breached, then this could see the man arrested and sent to court.
City Hall is spending more than £7 million on replacing defective fire doors across its tower blocks just a few years after they were installed. Norwich City Council's Labour-run cabinet has awarded contracts with a view to work starting next year throughout its high-rise flats. Despite the fire doors having been installed as recently as 3 years ago, it has since emerged that many of these are defective. The replacement of a total of 4,350 doors is expected to cost the council more than £7 million at a time when it is struggling to balance the books. The defective doors were installed between 2018 and 2021, including some put in place as part of an improvement programme following the Grenfell Tower tragedy, in which more than 70 people died in a London fire. This resulted in 718 doors being replaced at the cost of £670,000. Following the discovery of the defects, the council installed temporary safety measures across its buildings, such as secondary alarm systems in those deemed most at risk. The authority has budgeted nearly £8 million for this programme over the next 3 years and awarded four contracts for the scheme at a meeting. It expects to spend around £7 million in total.
Tennis courts in a city suburb have been closed after being repeatedly vandalised and its players taunted by groups of youths. Heartsease Park in Rider Haggard Road has been shut until next year as Norwich Parks Tennis, which manages the site, looks to make the courts a safer environment for players. A number of measures will be introduced during the winter months, which will include installing CCTV and increased police patrols in the area. A statement from Norwich Parks Tennis said, "The decision to close was not made lightly. Our top priority is to ensure that our players feel safe and that the venue remains a welcoming and enjoyable space. Unfortunately, at present, the risk of further vandalism and potential abuse towards our players is too significant to ignore." A spokesman said, "This is very much a case of a few mindless idiots spoiling things for others. We appreciate people's understanding and patience during this time. Updates will be shared as progress is made and we look forward to welcoming players back soon." Heartsease Park is expected to be reopened in the spring, fully restored.
The true scale of a major housing development planned for the city centre has been revealed. Developers Zive Capital are planning to build hundreds of new homes at the former Marsh site in Norwich, where demolition work is currently in process. The £80 million redevelopment of the land in Queen's Road is still in the early stages and many details have been kept under wraps. However, the developers have now revealed that some of the housing blocks will tower over the city at 10 stories tall, more than 40% higher than the Victoria House building used by Marsh. The project would see 443 new homes built at the site opposite St Stephen's Roundabout, along with co-working spaces, a gym, public park and cafe. This will be largely made up of fully furnished apartment blocks aimed at young professionals, as well as several townhouses, altogether housing nearly 900 people. Zive Capital are aiming to submit an official planning application in the next 6 months with a view to work beginning on site this time next year, providing they're granted approval for the development by City Hall. Andrew Zive, chief executive of the company, said, "It is going to be an amazing development for Norwich, with a huge number of benefits for new residents and local people."
A new tasting room, bar and shop has opened in Norwich Lanes. The Tipsy Anchor is the latest expansion of the Bullards family, a gin brand that has made beers, wines and spirits since 1837. The bar, tucked away in Bedford Street in the city, brings all the elements of the brand together for the first time since it launched. Max Evans, general manager of the new bar, said, "It has been really great so far. Here you can try our drinks and browse our merchandise, which you can't do anywhere else. It's an exciting expansion of the brand. Customers can enjoy a pint of the brand's new coastal lager, which is available on draft in the bar, as well as classic gins that have been made from the very start of the Bullard's history. They can also sip one of the new liqueurs that launched this year, a Caramac liqueur and an old Jamaica liqueur." Max explained, "We want this bar to be an experiential place."
The battle against e-bikes and e-scooters speeding around Norwich is to become a new focus for police for the next 3 months. Police in the city have announced that addressing safety concerns, unsafe riding, antisocial behaviour and the legality of modifications with e-bikes and e-scooters will become a new priority. The crackdown joins the force's other concerns of tackling street drinking and prioritising Operation Focus patrols in hotspots for antisocial behaviour and serious violence.
The Princess Royal has made a special appearance at a Norwich workplace during her latest trip to the county. Princess Anne visited the Quadrum Institute in Norwich Research Park to learn about its cutting-edge gut health and food science research. She toured state-of-the-art laboratories, met with researchers, clinicians and students, and learned about the Institute's work in food nutrition and microbiome research to improve lifelong well-being. She also visited the endoscopy unit, where she met Medical Director Dr. Bernard Brett, Chief Nurse Miss Rachel Cocker, and some of the unit's patients.